Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Let's start off by talking about small changes. Small changes can have a big impact due to the concept of the butterfly effect, which originated from chaos theory. This theory suggests that a minor event, like the fluttering of a butterfly's wing, can cause a chain of events leading to a significant event like a tornado. Well, as I understand it, it has to do with initial conditions. So if you could take two events and start them at the original conditions, even though it may seem that they started under the same exact conditions, through small changes or permutations in events, the way maybe molecules are interacting with the object, that they will have a different final outcome. And that could be seen with random numbers that they started off with very similar state, but through an element of randomness, they end up in a different final state. In the context of personal development or business, small changes can lead to big results because they're easier to implement and maintain. Over time, these small changes accumulate and lead to significant transformation. This is often referred to as the principle of marginal gains or compound effect. Statistical process control monitors and controls quality by tracking production metrics, helping to identify and solve problems before the products leave the facility. Six Sigma is a methodology that ensures products meet customer needs and have zero defects. When supported by the lean tool like total productive maintenance, 5S, and Kaizen, most defects can be eliminated. Just in time, enact strict quality control standards with vendors and suppliers to ensure that materials arrive meeting required quality standards. 100% inspection method involves inspecting every product for quality, ensuring that defective items are not passed on to the next stage of production. Statistical control methods, techniques such as control charts, histograms, and Pareto analysis can be used to monitor and improve quality. Quality management systems, implementing a robust quality management system that focuses on standardized processes and continuous improvement. For example, if you want to improve your health, instead of making a drastic change like cutting all sugars or exercising for 2 hours every day, you can start by making small changes like reducing your sugar intake by a small amount or exercising for 15 minutes a day. Over time, these small changes can lead to significant improvements in your health. Behavior can be a solution to a problem because it's in the form of communication. All behavior is a sign that something is not right, and there is always a reason behind problem behavior. Children, for example, may engage in challenging behavior to communicate that their needs are not being met, or express their feelings when they are unable to verbally describe the problem. Problem solving, on the other hand, can be understood as the act of cognition, separating other cognitive and self-regulatory acts. It involves overcoming obstacles to achieve a desired outcome through the use of strategies, tactics, or activities. Therefore, behavior can be a solution to a problem when it is used to communicate a need or feeling, and when it is part of the process of overcoming an obstacle to achieve a goal. In business, small changes in processes or strategies can lead to significant improvements in efficiency, productivity, and profitability. For example, a small change in manufacturing process can reduce waste, increase output, and improve quality control, leading to a significant cost savings and an increased revenue. The strategy of thinking and planning for the future is exciting because it allows individuals and organizations to shape the future, gain a competitive advantage, and achieve a superior performance. Research has shown that organizations that engage in long-term thinking and future preparedness are more profitable and achieve higher growth rates than those that do not. Strategic thinking also enables leaders to navigate uncertainty, anticipate possible futures, and adapt to change as it happens. It involves envisioning future conditions, considering multiple ways of succeeding, and creating plans to take action. Additionally, strategic thinking involves in visualizing. Additionally, strategic thinking enhances cognitive capabilities and allows for the exploration of various options and alternatives. Ultimately, future-focused strategic thinking is about creating a pathway for the future, staying committed to a purpose, and taking internal steps to achieve long-term objectives. And I really believe that strategic thinking for the future is the difference between an organization that is reaching mature levels of workflow versus organizations that are managed by crisis. Small change can indeed have a big impact due to the principles of the butterfly effect, marginal gains, and compound effect. The butterfly effect and marginal gains are both concepts that emphasize the impact of small changes. The butterfly effect, popularized in chaos theory, suggests that a small change in one state of a deterministic nonlinear system can result in large differences in the latter state. This concept is often applied to various fields, including business, economics, and highlighting the interconnectedness of action and the potential for far-reaching consequences. On the other hand, the concept of marginal gains, attributed to Dave Brailsford, the former performance director of British Cycling, involves making small improvements in many areas with the belief that the cumulative benefits will be significant. This approach has been credited for the success of the British Cycling team and is seen as a strategy for achieving excellence through continuous incremental improvements. The value of these concepts lies in the recognition of the power of small changes and their potential to lead to significant outcomes. By focusing on marginal gains and being mindful of the butterfly effect, individuals and organizations can adopt a more strategic and systematic approach to improvement and decision-making, ultimately leading to enhanced performance and success.